welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that we're able to share this time together. And I'd like to begin by sharing a scripture found in Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven. As we walk in this Christian walk, there are times and seasons in our lives. Psalm 31 and 13 says, "My times are in thy hands." And at times we experience the blessings of prosperity and abundance, and other times there's times of need, times of temptation, times of trouble and affliction. But in all those seasons, God is in control, and He has His purposes very much in mind, and He is working those purposes in our lives, even though at sometimes we may not realize what they might be. And so I'd like for us to look at those times that aren't so easy to go through, the difficult times. The Word talks about times of need, and there are some people that think, well, once you enter the Christian life, then everything is a bed of roses. But beloved, sometimes your battles only really start when you become a Christian, because then you have aligned yourself with the God of the universe, and the enemy hates you because he hates the Lord. And so there will be times of testing. We just, as we read the Word and the experiences and battles that God's people went through that are recorded there, we know that they went through great times of trial and testing. The Apostle Paul, especially in the New Testament, is a classic example of being in the absolute will of God, yet undergoing great persecution and trouble and need. And let me give you an example from the Word about times of need. In Nehemiah, the 4th chapter, verses 15 through 16, the Word says, "And it came to pass," this is Nehemiah speaking, "when our enemies heard that it was known to us," and that, of course, what was known to them was the plan of the enemy to slay them and cause work to cease, "and that God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, everyone unto his work." You see, the book of Nehemiah talks about the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem. And he goes on to say, "And it came to pass from that time forth that half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears, the shields, the bows, the habergeons, and the rulers were behind all the house of Israel." This is a classic example of God's people in continual spiritual warfare, that there is work to do, and yet we have to have that sword, that offensive weapon of the armor of God, which is the Word of God, to do battle against the enemy, and the shield of faith to prevent those fiery darts from penetrating our hearts. So there are times of need, but thank God our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And then, of course, there's times of temptation. Jesus referenced this in the parable of the sowers in Luke, the 8th chapter, verse 13, and he said, "They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in the time of temptation fall away." So those, unless that were rooted on the solid foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, unless that word penetrates into the good soil of our hearts, that it's very possible when the storms come that those who aren't rooted in the Lord in time of temptation will fall away. Jesus gave another parable about the man who'd built his house upon a rock and that one who built his house upon the sand. And when the storms of life came, the one on the sand, his house fell, and great was the fall of it. And there's times of trouble. I'm sure we can relate to that. Jeremiah 14 and 8 declares, O hope of Israel, the Savior thereof in time of trouble, why shouldest thou be as a stranger in the land, and as a wayfaring man that turneth aside to tarry for a night? Another translation says, Thou Israel's hope in time of calamity, its refuge still, wilt thou pass us by, like some traveler that will ask for a night's lodging and then be gone? One of my favorite scriptures in the difficult times, the times of trouble, is found in Psalm 27 and 5. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Praise God. One thing I do want to mention, these times of need and temptation and trouble, these don't come from the Lord. James is very clear that no man should see when he's tempted that he's tempted of God, because we're tempted when we're drawn away by our own lusts. So temptation doesn't come from the Lord. And Jeremiah says that the Lord says through Jeremiah that the Lord does not willingly afflict the sons of men. God does not bring pain, but he uses pain to inspect us, to correct us, to direct us, as well as to perfect us. The amazing scripture, the amazing concept that's contained in the word about Jesus, that he, even our blessed Lord and Savior, learned obedience by the things that he suffered. David said in Psalm 56 and 8, Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle, are they not in thy book? So what do we do with pain? None of us like it. And you know, pain is a very foreign experience for mankind. And I say that in reference to the way we were created. We were created in the image of God. And our first parents, Adam and Eve, were placed in a beautiful Garden of Eden where every material, natural want was satisfied, and they had the wonderful fellowship of God Almighty, who came down to walk and talk with them in the cool of the day. So pain was a totally foreign experience, as it will be when the new heaven and earth comes, when we're with our Lord. The Lord will wipe all tears away, and there will be no suffering, no sorrow, nor death. So it is because of sin, because of time, when Adam sinned and Eve sinned, time entered the universe because death then became a reality. But a time is coming when that will take place no more. And so we deal with pain because we are still living in this earthly realm. But how do we deal with it? Well, we can get bitter, we can get angry, we can get frustrated, but according to the Word of God, we deal with pain by virtue of submission. Now, I'm not saying we allow the enemy to walk over us. The enemy he's the author of suffering and sickness and disease. We need to take a stand on the Word of God. But we have to understand that pain and trouble are the consequences of curse, sin, and death. And even the great apostle Paul speaks of despairing of his life at one point in time. And there's a passage found in the Word of God in Psalms that as I was reading years ago, it really jumped out at me. And again, this is what I'm going to be sharing is the King James Version, which is my Bible. And actually, it was because of I was doing some meditating and study on Psalm 77. And as I read the various translations, this was years ago, I began to see, as I was trying to understand what the Lord was saying, what the Holy Spirit was trying to convey in that psalm, that it was actually only the King James that referenced what I felt was what the Holy Spirit was actually trying to say. I'm going to read just a portion of Psalm 77. It said, he opens by saying, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I'm so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with my own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? Will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? What do we see so far? We see that Asaph, the psalmist who wrote this, that he was in a great time of trouble. His soul refused to be comforted. He remembered God and was troubled. What does that say? Well, I don't know. There were times in my life, especially I'm thinking of one time, that it was so very, very difficult. And when I thought of the Lord, I was troubled, because I knew that the bad things, the negative things, the hurtful things, the sorrowful things didn't come from God, yet God allowed them. And I was really troubled, thinking what God might allow to come next. And so, like the psalmist, I remembered God and was troubled. Perhaps some of you have been in that place. And he goes on to think of the years past, and he also communed with his own heart. He made search within his own spirit to see, was there something that he had done to open the door? But this is the wonderful thing. In verse 10, he said, and I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Other translations say, and I don't have them in front of me, but something to the effect that this is where I'm at, this is my infirmity, that the right hand of the Most High has changed. And we know that God does not change. What the psalmist is saying here is, this is where I'm at. This is nonetheless my condition. Nonetheless, I will remember the works of the Lord. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. He is remembering God's blessings in times past, and he is willing to submit. So that's how we deal with pain, by virtue of submission. Praise God. Hallelujah. What do? We keep trusting God, beloved. Well, my time has just flown by, and I'm going to continue this message on our next broadcast. I hope you can join me. The announcer will give you our contact information. If you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write and share those needs, and I'll send back to you what I know will be an encouragement and blessing to your heart. God bless you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.